Hello, lads and lasses. This is Cat and Cat Comedy with Reading Our DMs, the podcast.
I am Katerina Robinson.
And I'm Kat Ronson.
So we will be delving into our DMs. These are real messages that we get sent on a daily basis, isn't it, Kat?
Absolutely. And they have to be heard to be believed. We really hope you enjoy this show.
Yes!
Hey, girl. We should be together because I am a heterosexual and you are the opposite gender. And I know you are also heterosexual. It will be a long distance relationship because I am currently residing in Toronto, Canada. If you so desire and we want to settle down in the country of England, I will gladly move. I am also attracted to you because you have my wants and need being a fat bunder.
Bunder.
What the fuck is that?
Like a fat ass. A fat, I do.
Right. So you're a fat ass. You're just an ass. You can also directly message me if you are also attracted to me. Sadly, my last name is Chu. Its origin is from Latin Europe, being France and Spain. You will be my only big bunda gyal, since I am loyal. I will hope your parents are fine with you dating a Catholic man. However, I am not a practicing Catholic, just Catholic roots, and I am not overly religious. So, Miss Katerina, I ask you, do you want to be my fine ass bitch? Wow, that's a lot of information.
It was a lot of information.
It's a lot of information. This is like a Wikipedia article.
It is.
You know, the vaults have been like pretty clean recently.
It's been pretty.
All the weirdos kind of flock to you at the moment.
Yeah, they're all coming my
they're
way.
They're there. So, about me, first of all, I'm what you can call a one take actor. Because I'm not acting. But I live the character to his blood, bones, mind and soul. To achieve that, though, I need to fall in love with my character and ideally with the whole script. I also need accurate direction and I want to work with friendly, warm, open-minded, passionate, good professionals with a huge sense of humour. Special skills in capitals.
Okay.
Reliable. Always positive and easy to work with. Natural, not acting, good with many accents, speaks fluently English, French, Italian, Romanian, basic German, Spanish, Russian, good with improvisation, great knowledge of cinema, music, literature, art, all the best and Merry Christmas. I was like, I don't really know what you want me to do with this. I'm not a fucking casting director or something.
I get really scared when people type in capitals as well, because it genuinely feels like they're shouting at you.
And then he put, just randomly a few days later, if you live in London, maybe we can meet these days for a glass of wine.
So he wants you to cast
him
in something.
So basically, if I can't, then he's going to try and seduce me over
some wine. Yeah, he's going to be like, here, have some wine and put me in a film. Please. You might struggle.
I haven't read a text like this since I had a 3310. I'm getting aired enough by you. Not gonna lie. I ain't used to that. So I'm gonna fall back now. I ain't no obsessed guy, you know. Lou. Just wanted to say hi, to be honest. Anyway, stay beautiful and stay blessed and keep doing you. Your energy is phenomenal. I love it. Is that all I get? Yeah, what is it? You're married or something? Or you in a long term? You shouldn't block your blessings, babe, lol. Nah, but seriously, you prob are spoken for. No way you're going to be that hot and single. It's not possible. But anyway, I wish you nothing but more blessings. Yeah, I'll take the hint now. First time for everything, I suppose. You're telling me you've never been aired. You've never been blank. That is bullshit.
Also, coming from a guy whose username is Big Dick Energy. I love how he's like, don't block your blessing.
I was quite happy before.
I was quite happy before you.
And I'm quite happy now that you've
And I'm happy now. Goodbye.
I've had a few of these requests as well. Could be your servant or slave in Marbella, goddess.
I think he thinks I live in Spain.
In Marbella.
It's because I went to Marbella once and I put a few pictures up and then they thought
do
I lived
some
there.
Due diligence. Do some research. Like, you're wasting your time. I'm not even in Marbella, honey.
No.
I don't want sex or money. I only want to be your slave and treat you like a goddess. Clean your house, massage your feet, whatever you order. Sounds pretty great, actually.
It sounds great. I wouldn't mind.
But we're not in Marbella, no, so I can't
exactly.
do it.
I can't really fly
Damn.
Over.
Don't even know who he is. Mm. Still single? Question mark. No, no, nothing before. Just no, still just... single? Mm. I just went, I'm confused. Why? We matched a while ago. Okay.
Right, okay.
What do you want me to do with that? Mm. And then, like, a few days later, he goes, hey, still single? And I put, does this work usually?
Yeah, is this how...
And he said, 90% of the time, it works every time. Mm. I detect some undue passive aggression, though. Uh-huh. I put, undue? Sure. You found me on Facebook and stalked me. And then that shut him up, basically. And then he said, oh, yeah, we matched online a while ago. I know, you
He's
fucking
still going
told
on
that.
About it. He's
but then
going.
I was in a relationship.
Oh, my God.
You're first a stalker, secondly a cheater.
This is quite explicit, but...
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's quite explicit. It's quite heavy.
You are so, so beautiful. This is about 8-9 messages.
Just, yeah,
in a row.
Yeah.
You have a cute face and hot ass and boobs. I would love to fuck you. I wank on you every day, 6 to 8 times.
Commitment.
Would love so, so much to put my dick inside you. Please reply so we can make babies.
Yes, like, just stop. He could have just said you're so beautiful.
This was out of nowhere.
Yeah. And then it's the bit where
he's clearly having a wank while he's making this. He's wanking while he's sending this message. He's
like that.
He's getting off on it. And it's like...
So send more, send more. It's too much.
6 to 8 times a day.
6 to 8. Yeah, that's a lot.
Get a hobby, honey.
I clearly am his hobby.
You're somebody's full-time job.
Paul's quite funny.
If this don't concern you, please ignore this message and please don't get offended. We are a members-only club based in East London. We supply, distribute and deliver premium coke, MDMA and ecstasy tablets all over London, mainly to private parties, adult entertainment world, modelling industry, music festival goers and working class.
Just love how it puts that in at the
and
end.
And working class.
Like, just throws it in at the end.
It's an invite-only scheme. If you're interested, message us your number and we will WhatsApp you a business card and timetable.
A timetable.
Thank you for your interest. A timetable.
That's very well organised. I mean,
honey, don't make it out like it's you're in a Ford Fiesta.
I know it's not
delivering, probably to me.
It's working class at the end, like all
and the working, and the peasants,
and for the peasants, for your people.
Oh,
you can have
God.
Premium coke. There was like put a quote on my story once or something and they replied to it.
So you put like a Dalai Lama quote and then he put, there is a profound wisdom in those words in your story. Thank you for sharing this. I can't help reflecting my own actions. Do I blame on being too busy when the truth is that I don't feel inspired to answer or to proceed? I think I do. Sometimes it can be difficult to be kind, uplifting and honest at the same time. I don't see a simple solution to this dilemma. Your words made me think, which is a good thing. Thanks for it. Have a great day.
Well, I'm glad I've managed to inspire.
I mean, that's really
quite
sweet.
Yeah.
That's quite nice. It's just quite dramatic.
It is dramatic.
And he's having, like, you
know,
a bit of an existential crisis within this message.
Yeah.
Wow, you were really helping
really,
him get through that.
I really have helped
You've
him
done
with,
good.
With a meme.
Yeah.
The general
impact. The general,
that's
yeah,
that's
where
I go.
That's where the shit
where
happens.
The shit is.
So it's like, oh my God, you're gorgeous. Oh my God, you're so hot, babe. Oh my God, you are so hot, honey. Sorry for sliding in your DMs, lol. Cool you replied, though. Hot and a nice person, if only you were gay, lol. I mean, I do swing that
you
way,
do.
But I didn't tell her
no,
that because
no.
I didn't want to give any, you know, rates.
Yeah, and she might
know.
Have not been your time.
Love this picture. You're hot and cute, rolled up in one. You're my new number one girl crush.
Oh, that's cute.
You're so beautiful, babe. Babe, you should totally do a YouTube channel of this on OnlyFans. Eating snacks and sexy lingerie. That's so hot.
Ooh, okay.
You're so hot, babe.
It's getting weird.
When COVID ends, do you fancy going gay and hooking up with me? Wow, you're hot. You two are fire. You're hotter, though.
Oh, this is fine. Don't worry. She wants to watch you eat snacks in lingerie.
I'd get like 2 subscribers. Yeah, I'd get like 2 subscribers.
I think there's a market for it. I don't know. Women eating snacks and looking sexy.
This is a. Do you think anyone would buy it?
I think they would.
Well,
yeah.
Clearly, one person would.
Well, yeah, exactly. You've already made
like £10.
£10.
I mean, I really like this guy. We have a lot of conversations actually, but
his messages.
But some of them are quite funny.
Very funny.
I do hope you don't think I'm a massive perv and put me in with the creeps. It's all bants, and as much as I would like to see stuff, I just like chatting with you, and I don't want to ruin that.
Okay, that's sweet.
That's quite sweet. Mm. Oh yeah, he did say he would pay for the OnlyFans as well.
Oh well, there you go.
He says it really blows my mind that a celeb like you.
A celeb like.
Would take the time to speak to a cheb like me.
Oh. Over and over
Cat,
again.
You're looking well. Are you available to meet during the week or the weekend? Because I can do both. Which do you prefer? So basically,
you can see me anytime.
Whenever you are stunning. It would be a pleasure to meet you. Is this week all right or the next for you to link up? I'll be available. So whatever time's cool with you, or even today, and the weekend, just let me know. Hi, beautiful. I don't know what your attitude really looked like.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
It makes no sense, no.
But to be honest, I would love you to be my sugar baby and take care of your needs, rents, and pay you $5,000 weekly allowance.
I mean, sign me up. I wouldn't mind that a month.
Sugar gets you sugar.
Having to give any sugar, then that would be just really handy.
Yeah,
just someone who wants
that
to.
That is not how the world
it's
works.
It's not how the world works. No. I quite liked it.
I want to make you mine. Because my mom told me to follow my dreams. That's a good chat up line.
I quite liked it. I actually quite.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Reading Our DMs. Don't forget to follow us on socials. So at Cat and Cat Comedy, Miss Katerina R and Cat Ronnie.
And feel free to slide in our DMs because we're always looking for material. Just no dick pics.
Yeah, no dick pics.
No.
See you next time.
Bye.